From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN General Assembly overwhelmingly adopted a resolution rejecting the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to move its embassy there. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke at the UN.
To its shame, the United Nations has long been a hostile place for the state of Israel. Both the current and the previous Secretary Generals have objected to the UN's disproportionate focus on Israel. It's a wrong that undermines the credibility of this institution, and that in turn is harmful for the entire world.
Haley went on to say the Trump administration will remember the countries which voted for the measure, keep it in mind if they ever seek help from Washington. Earlier this month, President Trump said the U.S. considers Jerusalem the Israeli capital, started the process of moving the U.S. embassy there. UN Security Council is expected to vote later today on another round of targeted sanctions aimed at improving or imposing even stricter restrictions on North Korea's crude oil imports, which fuel its weapons programs. The proposed sanctions come in response to Pyongyang's November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea claims is capable of delivering nuclear warheads anywhere in the continental United States. It was Pyongyang's third ICBM test this year and its 20th ballistic missile launch of 2017. Trump administration condemning this week's ballistic missile attack by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels, apparently against the Saudi royal palace. White House and Saudi leaders have accused Iran of arming Houthi rebels in violation of a UN resolution. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on a secret visit to Afghanistan the U.S. is in the country until peace returns. His surprise pre-Christmas visit was the first to the war-torn country by either President Trump or the Vice President, and it came as the Trump administration is charting a pathway for ending the 16-year-old war in Afghanistan.
President Trump has unleashed the full range of American military might. We've lifted the restrictions that limited the effectiveness of our armed forces, so you can, as the President has said, fully and swiftly wage battle against the enemy. We've given you new authorities to directly target the terrorists and militants, no matter where they hide. And this Commander-in-Chief has empowered our battlefield commanders with the freedom and flexibility you need to win. Bureaucrats don't win battles. Soldiers do.
Vice President Pence was speaking at a rally-style event at Bagram Air Base. He also received briefings from military leaders, including General John Nicholson, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. United States has approved the sale by American manufacturers of lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine. Trump officials say the equipment approval for a sale is valued at just over $41 million. Washington Post reporting there's been no approval for requests by Ukraine for heavier weapons. Critics of the move say selling lethal arms to Ukraine threatens to escalate tensions between the U.S. and Russia, which annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. Senior U.N. official says that people are dying because the Syrian government will not give the green light for an urgent medical evacuation from Eastern Ghouta, which is a suburb of Damascus. Lisa Schlein reporting.
The United Nations has been asking the Syrian government for permission to transport patients from Eastern Ghouta to Damascus for urgent medical treatment since May, to no avail. Special advisor to the UN Syrian envoy, Jan Egeland, says 494 people were on the priority list for medical evacuations drawn up 2 months ago.
That number is going down, not because we're evacuating people, but because they are dying.
At least 400,000 people are trapped in Eastern Ghouta, which is besieged by President Bashar al-Assad's regime. UN humanitarian workers have been blocked from delivering food and other critical supplies to the civilians trapped there for months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And you can get more news at our website by going to voanews.com. And as always, we're available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.